The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After Jesus had been born at Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod, some wise men came to Jerusalem from the east. "Where is the infant king of the Jews?" they asked. "We saw his star as it rose and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was perturbed, and so was the whole of Jerusalem. He called together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, and inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. "At Bethlehem in Judea," they told him, "for this is what the prophet wrote: And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, you are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you will come a leader who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod summoned the wise men to see him privately. He asked them the exact date on which the star had appeared and sent them on to Bethlehem. "Go and find out all about the child," he said, "and when you have found him, let me know, so that I too may go and do him homage." Having listened to what the king had to say, they set out. And there in front of them was the star they had seen rising. It went forward and halted over the place where the child was. The sight of the star filled them with delight, and going into the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and falling to their knees, they did him homage. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But they were warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, and returned to their own country by a different way. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, we celebrate the solemnity of the Epiphany of the Lord. Epiphany means manifestation. The baby Jesus, who was born at Bethlehem on Christmas Day, now is fully revealed in his true identity as the Son of God, the King of Kings, the God of heaven and earth. And this revelation takes place today and is made to people coming from afar, three kings, according to tradition, or even perhaps more wise men. Came from a very far country, from another country, to do homage to this newborn king. Let's begin our reflection on the very final word of this beautiful gospel. The kings who came to do homage to Jesus, now after having adored our Lord and presented to him the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, so they acknowledged Jesus' divinity, Jesus' regality, and Jesus' humanity, so the true mystery of our Lord. Now they are told in a dream by God to return to their country by a different way. This is very significant because it says that the Magi now are different people. They have been completely converted by Jesus, and they return from a different way, from the way of faith. They have got what they were looking for, faith, hope, and charity. Now they are different people. They are no longer pagans, people looking for the truth. They have found it. And they are different. They have been changed by the meeting with this child. They are new, and they go back from a different way. This is symbolic. Of course, they had to avoid Herod's way to go through Jerusalem, because Herod wanted to find out about the baby, to kill him, as he did with the innocents, the holy innocents, in order to kill Jesus. But this reference, the different way, is also pointing to the fact that now the Magi have been changed interiorly. So we can reflect on this beautiful mystery, the epiphany of the Lord, his manifestation, as a way to be revealed to pagans, people who were not aware of this Jewish tradition, of the Messiah who had to come from Israel, already foretold in the Old Covenant, and finally the Messiah who came to be born at Bethlehem. These three kings, these wise men, were completely unaware of these prophecies, but they were interiorly opened to the truth. They saw a particular sign given by God, the star which rose high in the sky, and they understood this is the sign of the birth of a very unique king, a very unique person. And they set out to Jerusalem, to go to Jerusalem in order to find out about this newborn king. You see, today we faced with the Epiphany, especially the beginning of this pilgrimage of all people of goodwill coming from around the world to look for Jesus, to find the true God, the newborn king. This is the festival of all religions, actually, which come to know the truth and to be fully revealed in their very deep search for God. All religions now find their identity in the true God, in the birth of the true God. So the three Magi, these wise men, are the figure of all people of goodwill coming from all over the world, from many cultural background, from many religious beliefs. It doesn't matter. Jesus is for everyone. Jesus is the only one giving to a cultural background, to a traditional belief, its own fulfillment and true identity. So the three Magi now start this very long procession of people, especially pagans, as we were pagans, not Jewish people, coming to adore Jesus, to find out about the birth of our Lord. And this is very interesting. It is always this movement coming to Bethlehem to adore the Lord, and from Bethlehem to go back to our own country from a different way, the way of conversion, the way of a new life, the life that we have from Jesus, in Jesus, the new religious life, the life in the Holy Spirit, the divine life. So, my dear brethren, today the religious desire to find God is completely revealed and fulfilled. Jesus is the only God. Jesus is the true religion. You might say, but you are a little bit fundamentalist, Father. You are saying that other religions are nothing. No. I'm just saying that religion today is fully revealed. And we Christians believe, although we respect other religions, but we believe that it is not enough to have a natural religious belief, to have a natural inclination to adore something, such as stars or winds or oceans or something else. It is important to find God. So in the Three Kings, we see the very fundamental religious question, which is in every man's heart, who is God? How can I find him? How can I seek him out? This is the very fundamental religious question, who is God? We need a revelation. We need that God has to reveal his face. Otherwise, we can't find him. We Christians believe that God has fully revealed his face. And God is present in this baby of Bethlehem. The Magi, at the very beginning of this revelation of a true religion, religion where God himself has made himself present and known. We are part of this unceasing procession coming to Bethlehem, following in the footsteps of the Magi and of many other saints. We come from different cultural backgrounds and even perhaps natural religious beliefs. But it doesn't matter again. What truly matters is to find the truth, to find God. And God is one. The Magi understood that God is one. God has to make himself known in order to be truly religious. So we need a conversion. This is the different way. Only one possibility to be truly religious, to leave everything behind, a comfortable life and values and ideas and local traditions, to leave everything behind in order to find God, to look for him. We have to be ready to even go beyond our own understandings of religion in order to find God. This is the beautiful example set by the Magi today for each one of us, for all religious people, for all religions of the world. We pray for all religious people in the world that they may, following in the footsteps of these wise men, know God, the only true God, and so be truly religious. And we, following in the footsteps of the Magi, hope to be truly religious, adoring the only true God and doing him homage all our life long. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.